This is a message to the people who have agreed to pray for Donald Trump. We ask that you listen to these prayers, which are mostly scripture prayers. And as you listen, praise Jesus or pray in the Spirit. In doing so, you will be praying two of the most powerful ways to pray: praying in the Spirit and praying God's Word. Lord Jesus, we lift to you Donald Trump and all the people that he will be choosing to surround him in the coming days, to counsel him, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you bring forth your chosen ones. Give Donald Trump knowledge, a knowledge of your will, Lord, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And when he speaks, O Christ, put your words in his mouth and let him speak with wisdom and with tact. Grant him, O Lord, such wisdom that none of his opponents can resist, nor can they refute, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you that he will find favor with all people wherever he goes, and even his enemies will be at peace with him. And no weapon, Lord, no weapon formed against him, President Trump, will prosper. We praise you, Lord, that you will constantly surround him, his family, and all involved in the government with a wall of fire, and you will be their glory. Lord, you will be the glory in their midst. We just praised you, Jesus, and honor you that President Trump, you will grant President Trump and his wife and his family his cabinet and his transportation, all the people who are connected to him, divine protection. Thank you, Lord, that you will give your angels charge over them at all times. And we will plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the ultimate of protection, over all of these people and for their constant protection. Thank you, Lord, that you will bless and protect President Trump's marriage and his wife, Melania. They will be comforted and knitted together in love. And each day, Lord, you will put your love, each day, Lord, your love into their hearts for each other. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you and praise you that President Trump, with the Holy Spirit, you'll anoint President Trump with the Holy Spirit in power, and he will go about doing good and healing all who are under the power of Satan, because you, O Lord, are with him. God, we praise you that you are definitely with President Trump and have been since the beginning. We praise you and thank you and bless you, O Lord. Bless your holy name, that you will also anoint him with wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and the divine fear of the Lord. Let him walk in that divine fear of the Lord, pleasing you, Lord, in every good work. Let all the leaders of all nations throughout the world, Lord, respect Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and work with him. Thank you, Lord, that all world leaders will put aside all bitterness, wrath, and evil speaking far behind them. And Lord, they are kind one to another, tenderhearted to each other, forgiving each other, Lord, just as you have forgiven all of us. And they will let no root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I lift to you all the participants in the Women's March, the protesters, the MoveOn members, the Rent a Riot people, all of these people that have stood against President Trump throughout America. We lift to you the Democratic establishment, the Republican establishment. Lord, those people who have stood against him, we thank you that they will begin to find favor with President Trump. And Lord, we thank you that you, O God, will cause a deep respect to be birthed within them for President Trump. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, we take authority over all demonic assignments sent against President Trump and his president and his presidency and the entire government in the coming days. And we command in the name of Jesus Christ that all their evil plans be made null and void in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all demonic forces of fear, anger, rebellion, division, especially the division between the races and the political parties. We bind violence and murder. We also call forth and loose forgiveness, repentance, deliverance, and peace to negate these demonic forces. Lord, we lift to you every protester once again, every member of MoveOn.org, every member of the Women's March throughout America. May they be delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of light where there is forgiveness and repentance of sin. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will send an army of your angels to completely disarm President Trump's enemies, and they will flee before President Trump in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I honor you, God. I just honor you, God, that you will cleanse America and all the nations of the world from all the sin we have committed against you. Thank you, Lord, that you will forgive all of our sin of rebellion against you. Then America and the world will bring you renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations of the world that hear of all the good things that you do, O Lord, for America. And all will be in awe and tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace you provide for America in the name of Jesus Christ. We just thank you and praise you that you have agreed to join in and pray for Donald Trump. God bless him. God bless him as never before in the coming days. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you. And now, I'm going to pray, putting on the armor of God. I can find it. Oh, come on. Finally, we will all be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. We will put on the full armor of God that we may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, I will take up the full armor of God, that I may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm, I will stand firm, therefore, having girded my loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, I will take up the shield of faith, with which I will be able to extinguish all the fiery flaming missiles of the evil one. And I will take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And with all prayer and petition, I will pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, I will be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. I will pray that utterance may be given to me, that in the opening of my mouth to make known